Hello and welcome back to the Will Leach Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. We are here with the most pumped up competitor in Will Leach Experience Trivia History, Matt Norlander. Mr. Norlander, how's it going?
All right. The reason why I'm pumped up is I just got to say this real quick before we get into it, because I feel like listeners might identify with this. I just, generally speaking, love trivia. I don't think I'm amazing at it. The problem is I feel like I've got friends, my own wife, that because I like, she'll never play me in Trivial Pursuit, or as, you know, as the vets call it, tri-poo, because it's like they feel like if I win, I'm intellectually superior. That's not even it remotely. I just like to play, so I can never. I never get people to play Trivial Pursuit, to go to the bar, do trivia nights. So this is basically all I'm clinging to. And thank you, Will, for making.
Of course, and of course, you know, I we've lost you in Quiz Up. I still hop around on Quiz Up.
You know what? That's my B. Okay, and this alone is going to now. Listen, I understand that in the coming week or so, you might be off the grid, so to speak. But I will re-download Quiz Up, because I was forced to get the new iPhone after mine broke, and we'll challenge each other even more.
It's on. But first off, we're going to go with this today. As everyone knows, there are 200 points. We do four different categories. I will give the all-time best score is Chuck Culpepper's 167. Now, you listened to the podcast. Did you hear the Culpepper show?
Okay, not only did I've heard probably about, I don't know, 60 or 70% of the ones you've done. The Culpepper earned that, but I also felt like he did get easier questions.
I've had people tell me that.
So, like, earned it, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But grading on a curve there, maybe it's more like a 150.
Okay. And remember, and also, 2 weeks ago, previewing the World Series, Jeff Passan got a 161. Which was as close, but before that, second place was 137. So I joked at the time that, like, it was like where Kobayashi put the hot dog eating contest.
Yes.
But, like, he basically put the number into the stratosphere, and no one thought it would ever be able to be touched. And then Passan came along, and he didn't beat it, but he let us know that a trip to the moon was possible.
He entered the orbit.
Yeah. He was Joey Chestnut. He let us know it could be done.
Yeah, I don't have any sort of aspirations like that. I want to crack 120 here, and okay. I'll feel good about myself.
Well, 87 is the lowest score of all time, and again, out of deference to the person that got that score, we will not mention who got that score until that score is beaten. I do not think that will happen today. okay, here we go. First category is 10 toss-up questions. These are current event toss-ups. These are things that happened over the weekend, worth 5 points apiece. Mr. Norlander, are you ready?
I'm so not ready, and yet I've never been more ready. Let's do it.
All right, question number one. What team's fans raised $10,000 for a Fire Idzik billboard?
Oh, come on, man. That's got to be the Jets.
That is correct for 5 points. And don't go, come on, man, when it's too
Listen, easy. No, all right. Here, one more thing before we do this, before we really get into it.
Yes.
I apologize for that, but here's why people don't play trivia with me, is because I will talk myself through an answer here, okay? Yeah. I'll try not to do it, but sometimes I'll just like
– people like to hear
I'll
the process.
Blurt out stuff.
Nothing wrong with the process. Nothing wrong with the
all
process.
All right, let's do it here.
Okay, question number two. Only one NFL team has only one loss. Who is it?
That is the buzzsaw. That is the Arizona Cardinals.
That is correct for 5 points for now. Question number three. The U.S. rugby team lost 74-6 at Soldier Field against which country's world champion team?
Okay, so that's the All Blacks, and I think it's from New Zealand?
That is correct for 5 points. 3 for 3. Number four. What preseason All-American stepfather grew up a diehard Illinois basketball fan and said it, quote, blew his mind that the Illini never recruited his stepson despite his constant letters and attempts to get then-coach Bruce Weber to come see him play?
Whoa. I need a repeat on that question, man. That totally threw me. Go ahead.
What preseason All-American stepfather grew up a diehard Illinois basketball fan and said it, quote, blew his mind that the Illini never recruited his stepson, despite the stepfather's constant letters and attempts to get then-coach Bruce Weber to come see his stepson play.
So he was an All-American in
No. The player is a preseason All-American. The stepfather grew up a diehard Illinois basketball fan and wrote tons of letters to Bruce Weber to get him to come see his stepson, and said it blew his mind that the Illini refused to recruit him.
So he was a previous preseason All-American.
No, he is this season's preseason All-American.
Oh, Okafor. Sorry. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, that would be because he's from Chicago, so I would have to think it's Okafor. Am I wrong?
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Fred Van Vliet, who is from Rockford.
Van Vliet. Oh, from Canada. So brutal, Matt. Brutal.
Okay. All right. Question number. That was also perhaps the wordiest toss-up question.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Question number five. What is the largest city that will host an NCAA tournament game this March?
Largest city?
Yes.
So one, a city that will either have a first or second weekend or a Final Four.
Correct. What is the largest city?
That is a great question, man. That is a terrific question. Oh, man. Chicago, I don't think, is up. Indy seems too small. I will say...
I'm afraid I must ask.
I'm gonna say LA. I'm gonna say LA. Say in LA.
That is correct for 5 points. Well,
totally
done.
Out of my rear.
Well,
okay,
done. They are.
So Staples
is
the hosting.
I think I'm going to be at Charlotte. I think I'm going to be in Charlotte this year.
Yeah, I haven't looked yet. So,
Charlotte or Jacksonville? Those were the two places that were relatively near me. But Charlotte seems a little bit more fun.
Jacksonville's going to get the bad matchups. You don't want that. Yeah.
Yeah, but Charlotte's just going to be MSC Duke. Like,
that's
so.
Well, or Carolina's going to be fun this year, yeah. Too. So, but I get what you're saying.
All yeah, because that's always the thing. You wonder, like, what makes it most like what places are going to be wrapped up? Like, Duke's going to be in Charlotte. Like, if they're number yes. one seed, they're going to be in Charlotte. So,
the tournament is in the state of North Carolina every single year. It just rotates right. Greensboro, Charlotte, wherever, and Raleigh. And, yeah.
So, you're already kind of stuck to seeing a 116 or 215, but sometimes a 215 is fun. Yep. All right. Question number six. Ken Pomeroy, perhaps you've heard of him, ranks all 351 teams in his Ken Pom rankings. Give me the name of any one of the preseason bottom 10.
Oh, man. Grambling State?
That is correct for 5 points. Right.
The others only one that I could get. I mean, I couldn't even – it would have to be a SWAC or MEAC team in there, I would think. But, yeah, Grambling State's kind of the given.
The others include Abilene Christian, Houston Baptist, Howard, Lamar, Longwood, Maine, which is also going to be a trivia question because Maine is the only one of the 48 contingent states that's never had a team make the tournament.
Correct.
Maryland, Eastern Shore, UMass Lowell, and Mississippi Valley State. Question number seven. More Ken Pom for you. Ken Pom had 11 Big Ten teams in his top 40 and 13 in the top 100. Who was the only Big Ten team to be outside of the top 100?
It wouldn't be Northwestern, would it? No. Dude, this is why I hate myself. I'm going through the map right now. Give me 5 seconds. Whatever. I'm saying Northwestern.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Rutgers. Rutgers.
What is the matter with me? Honestly, that is awful.
Rutgers is the correct answer. Question number eight. What team currently has the best record in the NHL?
Oh, my God. My brother-in-law is a massive hockey fan, and the passion has died. This is a 100% guess, and I'm going to say the Blackhawks.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is the Anaheim Ducks. The Anaheim Ducks. Question number nine. Who did the Minnesota Twins just hire to be their new manager?
Oh, it's the Brewer guy. Paul Molitor.
That is correct for 5 points. And question number 10, who was the last NBA team to be undefeated?
This season?
This season. This season.
So undefeated. Every NBA team's lost a game.
Except for one.
Oh, so there's only one undefeated team left.
That's correct.
That is a good question, and also shocking that there's only one left. Clippers?
That is incorrect. The correct answer is the Miami Heat.
That is a superb trivia question.
The Miami Heat. Miami Heat. Okay, here we go. So, you have 30. You have 30 points. That's correct there. So, 30 out of the toss-ups. Okay, here we go. Question number... the topical section.
Okay.
I will give you... what I do is I will give you an overarching question, and each of the questions below are a subcategory worth 5 points apiece. For example, if I said, name me the coach of the following college basketball teams, and then,
yes.
then I would say Duke, and you would say Mike Krzyzewski. So here's right. the top... Each of these worth 5 points. The topic. I will give you the year and the team that they lost in the national championship game. I give you the year of the national championship game and the team that lost in that national championship game. Mm-hmm. You give me the champion.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Got that clear. So, yes. For example, last year is not on here. I would just say it. So I would say 2014, Kentucky. The answer would be Connecticut. Got it? Okay.
Answer was, so, yes. So yes. Is the winner not the team that lost?
The correct answer is the team that won the championship.
Correct.
Okay. I will give you the team that lost in the championship game.
Okay.
Okay. Question number one. 2005, Illinois.
Yeah, 05 was Carolina.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number two, 2009, Michigan State.
Carolina.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number three, 1996, Syracuse.
Kentucky.
That is correct for 5 points. This is the one where people clean up because it's always right in their category. Let's see how you keep going. Number four, 1994, Duke.
That's Arkansas.
Correct. Number five, 1989, Seton Hall.
Illinois.
That is incorrect.
What am I doing?
The answer is Michigan.
What am I doing?
Michigan.
I knew it. I knew it was Michigan. What am I doing?
Okay. Question number six.
Why did I say Illinois, Will? Why did I say Illinois?
Because that's the only – because that team was awesome and should have won the national championship. That's why.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not going to sleep tonight, so let's just keep going.
Question number six. 1998, Utah.
That's also Kentucky. That Majerus team should have never even been in the Final Four. He was awesome that year.
So awesome. I've wrote up this last
year. They're a good team. Don't get me wrong, but that was like an unreal coaching job.
That remains my favorite thing. I wrote about this last year, the idea that like that SLU basically like looked like a ghost was coaching. Like it was the last thing about Majerus that lived on was they played in that specific Majerus style. It was pretty awesome. Okay. Question number seven. 2002, Indiana.
This is the most forgotten national title game of all time because that was Maryland outside of the Van Pelt household. Of but course. Yes, Maryland with Baxter. And by the way, just a quick side note, I would not have guessed Steve Blake would have made it 15 minutes in the NBA and he's like going 15 years. That blows my mind. Like most unlikely NBA veteran of all time, in my opinion.
Also worth noting that two things about that game. One, coached by Mike Davis, which seems kind of hilarious now. That imagine if Indiana wins that game.
Total game changer.
Seriously. Yeah. And also now, I guess it's no longer Michigan State was the last Big Ten team to win a national championship. I guess it was Maryland.
There we go. Look
question number eight, 1984, Houston.
So 84, so 85 was Nova, 82 was Carolina, 84 had to be because 83 was NC State, so 84 is Georgetown.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number nine, 1982, Georgetown.
Yeah, so 82 was Carolina. I'm just hold on, make sure here. 82 had to be Carolina because 81 was Indiana. No, oh man, why am I doing this to myself? Yeah, it's got to be Carolina.
That's correct for five points. And question number 10, 1977, North Carolina.
77, I believe, was the late. Yeah, 77 was so Carolina lost.
Yes.
Yeah, so 77, I think, was Duke. It was Duke, Carolina. I think there was a really random team in there, and then Marquette won it. Kentucky?
Okay, so
Marquette won.
That's correct for 5 points.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other team. That was your internal monologue coming external.
Yeah, yeah. So is that all of them?
That's all of them. So you got nine out of ten.
I can go back to, like... You picked a perfect category for me because I can go back to like the 60s. I'm not going to do it here because I'll probably mess it up. But I can like roll back. I do this with my brothers because my brother can do every single Super Bowl champ starting with like the most recent year. And it is my goal to eventually go all the way back to 39 in Oregon because I'm a loser. So
how frustrating it must be that you only got nine out of the 10. In that
category. I said before, I'm not going to sleep tonight because I said Illinois.
All right. Now our next category is – so you have 45. In that category, you have 75 points so far. You're definitely not going to finish in last, though. You are behind Culpepper's pace.
I'm very – it's like the Mario Kart ghost race, and there's just no chance.
That's not necessarily true this time. Okay, so now we have the team nicknames. I give you the name of a team – the first name of a team in the city. You give me their team nickname. If I said, for example, the Illinois men's basketball team, you would say Fighting Illini. Unless if you did not, and you would get 10 points. If you did
how
not,
how about this real quick? If I said Illini, would you count that? Or are we going the card that says Moops rules
no,
here?
No, I'd count. And also, if you did not know the answer and you said you'd ask for a hint for 5 points, if you would get it. If I said, for example, let's say they play at the State Farm Center and they don't have a mascot, which is the Illinois case, then for 5 points, if you said Illinois, the Illini after that, you got 10 points, five questions. Here we go. Number one, the Norfolk Triple A baseball team.
I need the hint here.
They play at Harbor Park and the nickname and the mascot is Riptide.
Oh, boy. I'm just going to say the Wave.
That is incorrect. They are the Tides.
The Tides.
The Tides.
Okay.
Question number two, the Sioux Falls D-League team.
Oh, man. You know, I know it. I know it. I freaking know it, man. I do. give me the hint, but I know it.
They play at Sanford Pentagon, which is an amazing name for a basketball.
It's apparently, by the way, a really good arena. That's where Memphis and Wichita State are going to play this year. But anyway, keep going.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're actually debating to hold the first four there for the tournament, move it from Dayton. That's like one of the sites.
That sounds fun. Yeah. And the mascot's name is Thundair. Thundair. T-H-U-N-D, capital A-I-R.
Oh, that's throwing me.
Thundair.
I thought it was like something to do with horses. Mustangs. I don't know.
That's incorrect. They are the Skyforce. The Sioux Falls Skyforce.
Not even close then.
Question number three. The Hamburg NFL Europe team. I love NFL Europe.
It is so brutal, man.
They exist just for these.
Oh, all right. I'm going to need a hint on everyone, I bet. All right, give me the hint.
The best thing about the NFL Europe, by the way, they can play at a time where their stadium was called AOL Arena. And their mascot was Kudel, K-U-D-D-E-L.
Okay, this team doesn't even – yeah, NFL Europe doesn't even exist anymore, right?
It hasn't existed for a long time.
Okay. Kudel?
Kudel, K-U-D-D-E-L. Kudel? That's correct. Kudel.
Gosh. Oh man, the Spartans. I don't know.
They are the Sea Devils. Were the Sea Devils as a kid.
Okay.
They made it to a World Bowl. Okay, number four, the Middle Tennessee State men's and women's college basketball teams.
Yes, Blue Raiders.
That is correct for 10 points. They play at the Murphy Center and they are the Lightning.
This is a cool looking. I've never been, but it's like the setup of that arena is it's like.
Are you on Basketball Passport? I've asked you this before.
I am, but I've slacked on it. Yes, I am.
I'm like addicted. Like I put in the baseball games I was at like literally like 5 seconds before I filed my story. Like I love the passport.
Yeah, I gotta actually. I literally need to dedicate like 3 hours on a Saturday morning and get as many as I can, and
it's
I will.
It's all nostalgia. And question number five: the Oral Roberts men's and women's college basketball teams.
Yes, they are the Golden Eagles.
That is correct. They play at the Maybe Center. Their mascot is Eli. You got 20 points there, giving you 95 points. You are not going to catch Mr. Culpepper, but you are definitely not going to finish last. In fact, you have a good chance to get above the middle of the pack, perhaps even farther. So next we go to Outburst, final category. We put 1 minute on the clock. You have 1 minute to yell out as many as the correct answers as you can. There are no wrong answers, so I'll tell you if it's wrong, but you don't get penalized. You just say whatever you want, shoot them out as quickly as you can. And I will let you know after each one. Are you ready?
I can't believe I said Illinois.
You got the Illini on the brain. Okay, 1 minute on the clock. The top 10 all-time coaches win leaders. Now, this is Division One. This is Division 1A, so like there's no guys from whatever NAIA team. This is what we generally consider the top level of college basketball all time. Not active. I mean, some of them may be active, but the top 10 all time coaching win leaders. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
All right. You got Knight, Krzyzewski.
Yes.
Boeheim.
Yes.
You know who's sneaky and who might be there? Is Dana Altman on this list?
No.
Okay. Wooden?
No.
Adolph Rupp?
Yes.
Bog Allen?
No.
Oh, man. Okay.
You have four. Who else is? Knight, Krzyzewski, Boeheim, and Rupp.
Yeah, yeah. Knight, Krzyzewski, Boeheim, Rupp. Calhoun's got to be on there.
Yes.
Dean Smith has got to be on there.
Yes.
What about UNLV? Is Tark on there?
No. 10 seconds.
Is Eddie Sutton on there?
Sutton is on there, yes.
Is Lute Olson on there?
Olson on there, yes. You have not 8.
Ugh! Who's the guy? Kansas, Fog Allen.
Fog Allen is not on there, but you got 8. Okay. You got Bobby Knight, Coach Krzyzewski, Jim Boeheim. I just called him Coach, like it was his first name. Adolf Rupp, Chip Calhoun, Dean Smith, Eddie Sutton, Lute Olson. You miss Lefty Drizel.
Would have never thought Lefty was top 10. Wow.
And Lou Henson. Lou Henson is number 10, just ahead of Tark.
Lou Henson from?
From New Mexico State and Hardin Simmons. And Hardin Simmons.
And the universe is...
New Mexico State twice. Remember, he was coaching from a wheelchair his last week.
Wow.
And now, so question number... Okay, we got 8. Very well done. All right, next. There are 12 Power 5 college football teams with 1 loss.
Oh, boy.
Now, you only get 10. If you name all 10 out of the 12, great. You get 10. You don't get credit for all 12. But the advantage of that, of course, there are more on there to choose from. There are 5 with 1 loss. Not 0 losses. Not 2 losses, but 1 loss. 12 Power 5 college football teams with 1 loss. Name them. Go.
Okay, 1 loss. So Ole Miss just dropped. So Oregon?
Yes.
I'm just trying to think of who's in the playoff picture. You've got – is there anyone else in the Pac-12? With is UCLA?
No.
Who else? There's just I don't know who else in the Pac-12. All right, so Duke is randomly good.
Duke, that's correct. Yes.
TCU has 1 loss.
TCU, yes.
Who else in the Big 12? Who else in the Big 12? Baylor.
Yes.
I don't know who else in the Big 12. West Virginia.
No.
All right. Big 10. All right. Michigan State's good.
Yes. 10 seconds.
Ohio State?
Yes.
SEC. I got to go SEC. Bama has 1 loss.
Yes. And time.
How many did I get?
You got 7. 7. Pretty good. Oregon, Duke, Texas Christian, Baylor, Michigan State, Ohio State, Alabama.
I lucked out in part because I literally looked at college football stuff this morning. I wouldn't have gotten, I probably would have forgotten about TCU and Baylor.
You missed Arizona State, Auburn. Kansas State, Nebraska, Notre Dame, and that's all.
Notre Dame.
Yes.
Never would have thought Nebraska. Okay, not bad.
I would have never gotten Duke. I did not realize I only had 1 loss.
Yeah,
well
they.
Done.
Well, I happen to follow some ACC basketball people, and so they also do football stuff, and so I know Duke is still relevant. So that's the only reason why.
All right. All right. So now we go to you have 3 more to go. You're doing get 7 there, 15 so far. Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. We always have one, I wouldn't call it a gimme, but certainly one that would seem to jive with your interest. That is this one. 1 minute on the clock. Name the top 10 KenPom preseason teams. The top 10 KenPom preseason. Ready? 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Yeah, I know Wisconsin's not it. But so not in order?
Not in order. Any team.
All right. So Duke is 1 because I remember looking. I'll just – all right. Duke, Wisconsin.
Yes, yes.
Kansas.
Yes.
Kentucky.
Yes.
Arizona.
Yes.
Louisville.
Yes.
Gonzaga.
No,
they were low. How many am I at?
You're at 6. Duke, Wisconsin, Kansas, Kentucky, Arizona, Louisville.
Florida.
Yes.
Wichita State?
Yes.
Michigan State?
No.
Michigan?
No. 10 seconds.
UNC? Carolina?
No.
Texas?
No.
Villanova?
Yes.
Really?
And time.
Who am I missing?
You got Duke, Wisconsin, Kansas, Kentucky, Arizona, Louisville, Florida, Wichita State, and Villanova. You missed Virginia.
Virginia.
They're always in there. They're the Eastern Wisconsin.
Okay. I would have thought Carolina was in that. All right.
Here we go. and I'm going to look. So, you know, last week I actually made a mistake, and now it's in my head, but North Carolina is 20 on KenPom. So I went back and checked that just to make sure I didn't miss that.
Yeah, no. I was not insinuating.
No, you're right. I made a mistake last week, and I did not. Also, I wrote one set of questions where I asked the top 10 most geographically northern NBA teams. And I had them all except of Toronto. He said Toronto, and I was like, "No, idiot." So then I had to correct that, obviously. All right, here we go. Two left. 1 minute on the clock. According to 538, they used a very sophisticated methodology to rank the top 10 most successful college basketball programs of all time, men's and women's combined.
Huh.
After the national championship game last year. They put them all together and said, okay, these are the top 10 combined, men's and women's, the programs that have had most success collectively. To 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay. UConn.
Yes.
UCLA.
Yes.
Kansas.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just going to Kentucky.
Yes.
Indiana?
No.
Illinois?
No.
Had to. Carolina?
Yes.
Duke has been good.
Yes.
Trying to think. Notre Dame's been good in women's hoops.
No.
Louisville?
No.
Louisville? No. Who else is, Baylor was, Alex Baylor? No.
Alabama.
Texas?
No.
Arizona?
No.
I hope it's not like some random Ivy schools. 10 seconds. How about, all right. So North Carolina State?
No.
St. John's?
No.
Purdue?
No. Good guess, though. I think they were 11.
And
time. Yeah. You got 6. Connecticut, UCLA, Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, and Duke. You missed Florida, Michigan State.
Okay,
2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, you missed Florida, Michigan State, Stanford, and Tennessee.
Dude, what is the matter with me that I did not say Tennessee?
I knew Tennessee was going to upset you. Okay, so you got 6 there. That adds to that's 4. That's 15. 21, 30. So you have a total of, up to this point, 125 points. A very solid score. You now need, going into this last category, you need 4 to pass, 3 to tie Paul Feinbaum, 4 to tie Seth Rosenthal, 6 to tie Bernie Maclis, 7 to tie Andy Behrens, and if you get all 10, you will tie Randy Cicerelli for 4th place all time.
All right, well, that's not going to happen. Let's do this.
All right, last category. 1 minute on the clock. One last college basketball win. Give me the 10 coaches who have been at their current schools the longest.
This is a great question.
Their current schools the longest. This is, of course, again, Division I. We're not talking NAI
that
or any of that.
That is such a good question.
So 10 seconds on the clock. The 10 coaches who have been at their current schools the longest. Go.
All right, Boeheim.
Yes.
Krzyzewski.
Yes.
I'm just trying to think of the small schools. Oh, man. All right. Does Bill Self qualify?
No.
Okay. So it's longer than that. Few has got to be up there, right?
No.
Wow. Donovan?
No. He's close. He's like 11 or 12. God. He's like 11 or 12.
Dom
is like 11 or 12.
Oh, boy. So, Izzo?
Yes.
Izzo counts. Man, if Donovan doesn't count. Oh, boy. I'm flunking.
10 seconds on the clock.
Martelli is an old school
Martelli,
guy.
Yes.
This is brutal, man. Rick Bird.
Rick Bird under the buzzer. That is correct. And I'm so happy because I've heard you not only espouse the virtues of Rick Bird on your own podcast, but actually be made fun of for it. So I'm really glad that you got Rick Bird. It would have been disappointing for you.
Well, I'm actually working on he's going to Eclipse 700, so I'm working on a bird story. So I literally, it just last second popped in my brain.
So you got Jim Boeheim of Syracuse, Rick Bird of Belmont, Tom Izzo of Michigan State, Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, and Phil Martelli at St. Joseph's. Here are the other five.
Well, my mind right now, because I don't even know.
Greg Campy from Oakland.
Campy, who is the funniest coach in college basketball off the record.
Dave Luze at Austin Peay.
Couldn't even tell you what he looks like.
Bob McKillop of Davidson.
Of course, McKillop. Gosh.
Fran O'Hanlon of Lafayette.
Yeah, I don't know Fran.
And Scott Nagy of South Dakota State, home of
Jack Rabbits, Nate Walters.
I know. I thought that one would make you sad. Just
oh man, you know, this is everything I hoped it would be and more, and I was everything I wanted to be and less.
You did great. You did great, and you made what you lost in points, which were not very many. You made up for in enthusiasm.
Yeah, dude, this was good stuff. I've been inspired to download the QuizUp app again and challenge.
Back you. On, I'll answer you back from Hawaii because I'm not going to be outside. Please, I've got Blue Ribbon to read.
There we go.
All right, man. Thank you again for doing this. Have a great time. I'll be talking to you all season. I'll be back. I'm literally flying back from Hawaii the day before the college basketball season starts. So that's my little welcoming gift back to the mainland.
Hey, I look forward to it, and we'll meet up at the Garden, man.
Absolutely. Thank you to Matt Norlander. Follow him on Twitter at Matt Norlander, MattNorlander, and follow his work at CBSSports.com. This has been the Willis Experience Podcast. The music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We have no podcast next week because I'm going to be in Hawaii indoors reading the Blue Ribbon College Basketball Preview yearbook, but we'll be back the week after that. Everyone have a great time. I'll be in Hawaii, so be safe up there.